AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Iran's top diplomat is heading to Pakistan, which is again trying to get Tehran and the U.S. together for more ceasefire talks. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The White House is not saying whether a U.S. delegation would also go to Islamabad, though President Trump this week did indefinitely extend a ceasefire to give diplomacy more time. That has not lowered tensions in the Strait of Hormuz, through which a fifth of the world's oil and natural gas transits, and where Iran has a stranglehold. The U.S. is still blocking Iranian ports and vessels.
The blockade is tightening by the hour. We are in control. Nothing in, nothing out.
Before Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth spoke, President Trump issued a 90-day extension to the Jones Act waiver, making it easier for non-American vessels to transport oil and natural gas to the U.S. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A day after President Trump said he ordered the military to shoot and kill small Iranian boats deploying mines, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said,
if there's attempts to lay recklessly and irresponsibly lay more mines, we're going to deal with that. It's a violation of the ceasefire. So transit is occurring, much more limited than anybody would like to see, and with more risk than people would like to see.
Malaysia's prime minister says his government is in talks with Iran to allow two of its fuel tankers to pass through the Strait of Hormuz. Wildfires in Georgia and Florida have destroyed 90 homes, and more are being threatened. Jennifer Drawdy lives in Waynesville, Georgia.
I've lived in this community for 41 years. It's my home. I grew up here. I went to school here. And I may not know everybody, but my heart breaks for these people that have lost their homes.
The Defense Department is dropping a criminal probe of Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. This is AP News. The artificial intelligence rivalry between the U.S. and China is heating up.
The Chinese artificial intelligence startup DeepSeek has launched preview versions of its latest major update, DeepSeek's V4, and users can't wait to see how it measures up against U.S. competitors OpenAI's ChatGPT, Anthropic's Claude, and Google's Gemini. DeepSeek says its new V4 open source models, which include Pro and Flash versions, have big improvements in knowledge, reasoning, and the ability to perform complex tasks and work flows autonomously. Marina Zhang, an associate professor at the University of Technology Sydney, calls DeepSeek's V4 rollout a pivotal milestone for China's AI industry. I'm Donna Warder.
China is sending two giant pandas to Zoo Atlanta. Male panda Ping Ping and female panda Fu Shuang will be part of a decade-long conservation effort. President Trump travels to China next month. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.